This is the Not Your Average Brand Podcast. You guys, the podcast is finally here. This has been such a long time in the making for me and has been on my wish list for forever. So I'm so ecstatic that I get to be here. I've been listening to podcasts for a while now, and I've had so many people read my stories and say, oh my gosh, you should do a podcast. You need to do a podcast. Anybody that looks into my content on Instagram is constantly telling me that I need to do a podcast. So I am here finally doing one, or at least tinkering with the idea of one. We'll see how it goes. But before I hit you guys with all of the episodes I have planned and all the amazing content in my head, I first want to kick this off and give you a breakdown of what is Not Your Average Brand, what it means, the overview, the essence of it all, and just kind of give you guys the backstory. So Not Your Average Brand is a name I created and trademarked for one of my first ever offers as a studio owner. So when I first started out, many of you don't know this, but I initially was doing one-on-one coaching under a company that I called KLC Branding. And within a few months, I decided that it wasn't for me. I wanted to change the name. I wanted to expand into an agency model. I'll talk about that a little bit more on another podcast episode. But one of the first services that I had as a studio owner was titled Not Your Average Brand. And the name itself stems from my childhood and my relationship with my amazing mother. On my website, I describe the story in my about page, but I'll give you a quick little backstory here for those of you who haven't heard it yet. So I don't know if any of you guys grew up this way, but I was not allowed to get C grades, like at all. My mom, she didn't force me into being like a straight A student or anything like that, but just getting a C or anything below it was truly off the table. And I remember one day we had this conversation about it, and she was like, basically I asked her, like, why am I not allowed to get C grades? And she was like, I don't allow you to get C grades because I'm not a C grade mother. And I was like, well, what is that supposed to mean? And she was like, well, I'm a single mom. I'm working on a grocery store salary. I have you enrolled in private schooling in one of the most wealthiest and affluent cities in California. You travel out the country every year. And she basically was telling me, like, nothing in your life is average, Kiara. Your school's not average. Your lifestyle's not average. Where we live isn't average. The things you have access to aren't average. You yourself as a child are not an average kid. I'm not an average mother, and therefore your grades shouldn't be average either. Totally mind blown. I mean, I'm a kid. I'm listening to all of this. My mom's just kind of going in on me. And at the time, the message kind of went way over my head. But as an adult, it's something that I completely understand. And what I realized is what she was trying to tell me was that privilege essentially comes at a cost. If you want to live a certain lifestyle, you have to work for it, because these things that I had as a little black girl going to an all-white private school were not things that were afforded to everybody, and they certainly were not things that were afforded to people of color. And this lesson that my mom taught me has been infused into the DNA of KLC, the studio. It's the essence of how we operate as an agency and how I conduct myself as a business owner. And what I realized, and what I help my clients realize, is that if you want to be great at what it is that you do, if you want to leave a legacy, if you want to be extraordinary, then you can't settle for average. Brands don't just invent themselves. Money doesn't just appear. You have to do the hard work. You have to be focused. You have to be intentional. And most importantly, you have to set your eyes on not being your average brand.